Spectacular, episode 166, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole for the week of October 19th, 2008.
Nice pause, but this war ain't gonna fight itself.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
After. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
I am your host.
I'm Cryptoflix.
Oh, well, I'm foolish.
And I'm KVC.
Yay.
KV Sizzle.
So we're back this week with another episode of Podtacular. We're keeping it alive, and this week we're doing Collins and Tales from the Foxhole. So we've definitely have had quite a few call-ins over the past couple months, and
yes,
there's some interesting ones, and then there's just some really odd ones. And Kronk was
sending like 18 again. Thank you, Plasma. Appreciate it.
Well, Kronk was definitely kind enough to do the call-ins for us this time, so he'll be doing those this week and all the future weeks. So major shout-out to him for doing that.
You get Kronk in this.
Yeah. So KBC is our guest today here on the show.
I don't know who is it?
Oh, it's KBC. So... KBC, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do in the community at Podtacular, how you get involved and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I pretty much just head up the clan system over there and help out. And,
I show up and I'm here to party, guys.
What kind of clans do you head up on Podtacular?
The Pro Clan and the Rec Clan for the Xbox 360, Halo 3.
Really nice. How's that going?
Right now, the Rec Clan, and that's really always been going good. And then I ran up the Pro Clan again, since it's kind of been dead since Halo 3 got released. So.
Well, it was kind of dead ever since, I stopped being a Pro Clan, actually. That's what I think.
So do you have any events coming up for the clans? Or
Yes, he has a meet and greet with the host, G. Lewis. Everybody's coming up. I'm just kidding.
G. Lewis is never around for me to have a meet and greet with.
My Xbox is RODDDDD like 3 days ago. So yeah, I need to fix that.
Nice.
Aw, poor G. Lewis.
I checked like a week ago. It said you were offline for like 30 days.
I know, I haven't. I know. I'm gonna work on that. Well, yeah, I'm gonna work on that. It's kind of like, never mind, I won't say that. This is a kid show.
We keep it clean.
That's what she said.
Okay. Well, I also saw there's some other clan events on the events calendar. Is there any other inter-clan matches going on soon?
Well, we got like rec and pro clan matches going on. We try to have like one clan match a month for each clan, pro and rec. And then we also do individual events in within the clan for members to play with each other and stuff. And we usually have one or two of those every month as well.
Cool.
How'd you go about joining these clans?
You can just visit Podtacular, and there's a clan tab at the side on the navigation bar, and you can just fill out a form for the application to the Rec Clan, and then once you're in the Rec Clan, you kind of get to start to know all the members of the site, and you can, move your way up to Pro Clan.
Are there any requirements to join any of the...
Andrew, I did it! I'm in the pro clan! Anyway.
Are there any requirements for any of these clans, or are they open to anyone?
It's open to anybody of the community. You just have to be active on the site and just be a good sport about everything. We don't want any loud mouths in the clan. So
we don't want any cases.
Very nice.
Just keep chasing.
Well, thanks, KBC, for being on the show. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, first thing we want to...
You steal my entire time, man. What are you talking about?
So, yeah, I think Krunk has the voicemails ready for us. Has anyone seen Krunk lately?
Nope.
I think he went in his room. Hey, I'll be right back. Let me go check on him real quick. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Krunk!
That was a good long nap. Oh man, are we still doing this podcast? I thought that was done. Oh wow. Okay. So, okay, guess you need some voicemails, huh? Alright, let's go to the mailbox and see what we've got. And, you know, you guys called in over the last few months, and I bet you didn't think we'd ever play these messages or even listen to them. But, we did. So, let's hear what some of these guys got to say.
Oh, you still have it active. Isn't there, like, money you're paying for having this line open or number, seriously?
Nope.
You need to get rid of it sometime.
It's free.
You probably even shouldn't be hearing this. I mean, seriously, you're wasting your time.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I didn't have anything else better to do. All right. Hello.
Come back, Podtacular. Please.
Okay. We did. Podcast is back. Audio podcast and video podcast every once in a while.
Hey, is Podtacular staying? Or when is this voicemail gonna be used? Or yeah.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Okay. There you go. There's your answer. I just used it. Yeah, there was quite a few calls like that, and if you didn't expect it to be played, you should... Hello? You guys will make Marty O'Donnell very proud. He just butchered it. Oh, man. All right.
Don't cancel the show.
Okay. All right. Take it easy.
Hello. This is an important message for KO'd.
From FS Lending, regarding an available $1,500 cash advance.
No thanks. Never mind. Wow. Telemarketers. Gotta love...
If you would like to be removed from our list,
simply press
9. Stop. You have been preselected to receive a cash advance.
Oh, jeez. Man, we did get a few calls like that during our time away.
Simply press 9.
No, stop.
Simply press 9. We have also pre-approved you to receive an auto loan, which can be used in our network of over 1,000 local and nationwide auto dealerships. Press 9. Press 9.
Okay.
Press 9.
Okay, okay.
Nine.
All right.
9. 9.
I got it. Wow. All right. Okay, hey, check it out. Some Tales from the Foxhole. I see what some of you guys were doing in Halo 3 over the last few months. Go!
Why, hello there, Podtacular. This is the one and only Lil Kook. How's it going? I haven't called in a while. Just wanted to tell you guys that I'm really excited about the new show. I think Dusty and Crypto and G Nubbis are doing great job, and I can't wait to see how this goes. But of course, when I call for a reason. So I've been thanking you guys. I have a tale from the squirrel hole, foxhole, for you guys. So I was just playing DLC. No, it wasn't DLC. It was a big team battle, and we were playing Splockets on Sandtrap. For those of you guys that don't know, it's that's a Spartan Lasers and Rockets. So what I did is I drove a mongoose up to the big hill in Sandtrap. I pulled out my Splazer, and I got a running riot from sniping people with my Splazer from on top of that big hill. If you guys don't believe me, you can look at my file share. It's number 6. It's called Splocket Riot. It's kind of a lengthy video. It's about 6.5 minutes long. But hey, it's a running riot. What can I say? So yeah, that was pretty neat. So yeah, just calling, you know, not because I'm bored, Crunk. That's a bad reason. Never call because you're bored. That's a bad reason, Kitty. So, yeah. Yeah. Peace out, home dogs.
This is DJP calling in for the first time. Me and my friends were playing on Blackout. Not Blackout, that standoff. And playing Team Slayer, and my friend's Warthog was stuck with a grenade, and then the other team threw a grenade at the same time. It blew up the Warthog, seeing the Warthog spinning in the air and going right over my friend's head. We went watch it over video, and the tire just missed my friend by like inches. Anyways, good job with the podcast. It's DJ Pete out.
Hey, Podtacular, it is Long Range 950. Yeah, I have a tale from the foxhole. Yeah, I was on Blackout, Team Slayer, and I threw a plasma grenade where the sniper was, because there was a sniper there. And turns out there was the whole team was behind them, so got an overkill extermination from that. Shout out to Rival Rockstar, Whirlwind, and everyone, particularly crew, alright? Bye.
What's up, Jamie B? Umo Josh, if Jamie B is even there. This is Enemy Diamond. I got, Power Engine Tales from the Foxhole. I was on Construct, and I was the noob of the game. And I was on Construct, and I was by, like, that gold grass list. I was trying to no-scope with my friends in the face. I was lining it up, and as soon as I fired a shot, somebody jumped through the grab list, and I sniped him in the face. And the guy who tried to fight before, he jumped back, and he died. That's how I got a double kill. And I know you guys are talking about, that couldn't be it, why you got double kill kid. Good job. Actually, I just had a second time, too. But this time, two guys came up from the grab list, and then two guys were battle rifling each other. I got a no-scope headshot through both of their heads, and then when the two guys from the grab list jumped in again, they were fighting each other, and they got no-scope again. And I was like the suckiest kid of the game, and everybody started ganging up on me, and I just started dying and dying. All right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Stop hanging out on the side of the highway, all right? Get a ride. Hey, Uzumaki.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Uzumaki 15 calling in for the first time. I have a little tale from the box I want to tell you about. So it was on Last Resort, playing Team Slayer. I go up to the seawall, see a guy in a bubble shield with a shotgun, throw a spike grenade at him. He throws a frag. I miss a stick, and his frag makes me a little. Head back out, and he comes, tries to rush me with a shotgun. He realizes I'm backing up and starts backing up too. Throws a frag grenade. I throw a spike grenade, on the bottom of the foot, walks into his bubble shield, and blows up. Critical hit's not on my file share yet, but it will be soon. Yeah. Keep on parking trucks, guys. See ya.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Let's see. We've got a few other random calls here. Some people loving the show. And here we go.
Hey, Podtacular. It's Fastball. Just wanted to say y'all are doing a great job with the podcast, and keep it up. You're doing great. Okay. Bye.
All righty.
Hey, Podtacular. What's up? Juice57 here.
Juice.
Haven't said that name in a while. Anyway, just listening to the final show. I don't know really what to say. Who knows if you'll ever do anything with this voicemail. Anyway, I'd just like to, thank you, Fu and JVB, for everything you guys did to this show and how you made it happen. It seems weird if you look at it and you got a bunch of people sitting around on the internet talking about Halo all day, but really it does bring people together, and I know you guys put a lot of time into this, and everybody who helped out definitely made it a great run. Went through hard times, and in the end, though, it ended up being what it is today. One of the best Halo podcasts out there. Anyway, I would just like to thank you guys for everything you did, and good luck in the future. Keep on firing trucks, you guys. Peace.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, Captain Clark! Yeah, baby!
Whoa!
Yeah, this is JY85 reporting. I just love you guys out there, JVB, Moo Drive.
Oh, man.
So, friendly quest?
Because
you guys are the diggity of a wiggity.
All right.
This is JY85.
All right.
Toodles.
Wow, that was scary. Yee.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Smurfy, just calling in to say hey. Me and my friend Stoffable actually been playing loads of Halo. I don't actually have an Xbox at the moment, because my brother's going to university and taking it with him. But yeah, I just thought I'd say hi. And I'm going to be sending in loads of submissions. Congratulations on the new show, by the way. It sounds great. Sounds really good. I hope you have Fumo Drive or JVB there as guests soon, but yeah. You guys are doing good. So yeah, I'll see you sometime. Bye. Smurfy.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Podtacular, we've got a song for you.
Oh, boy.
Podtacular is cool. Yay! And it is awesome. Yay!
That was the Podtacular song by Ellie.
And Rykonov, a.k.a. Dragon Slayer 614. And my goal account just expired, by the way.
Oh, boy.
So you can still send me friend requests and messages and stuff, but I'm not going to be able to play with you. And also, I just wanted to tell you about a map I just made.
He wants to play with you.
Yes, I.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I made it where basically it's on Foundry. You've got a truck, then you've got a bunch of wire spools. Then basically you've got
a what? That was it? All right. Oh, and here's something that's a little unique for our voicemail line. We actually got a fax. We got a fax from, let's see, let's go into this. It is to the Ohio Department of Taxation from Sylvia Atticott. And this was back in June. Wow. It says, attached is a copy of my 2007 State of Ohio return. Please note, we did file an e-joint return the same as federal and the same as we have for the last 42 years. Please forward a check in the amount of $122 that was shorted in your recent check. Sylvia and David Atticott. And their number is 330-448. I guess they want their money. Hand it over, buddy. Please don't fax us. Otherwise, be sure to call in 206-888-HALO. Man, wow, I still remember that number just off the top of my head. Oh, man. Yeah, be sure to call in and we'll play these back. We'll play your voicemails back on the next show, which, you know, I'm not sure when it's going to be, but, you know, it'll be in the new rotation with the new podcast. Thanks to Dust Storm and CryptoFlix for bringing things back, putting it back where it needs to be. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Keep on fragging Trizox.
And we're back. Crunk, yeah, I'm glad I woke you up, buddy.
Yeah, we were afraid we lost you there for a little bit.
Yeah. Where have you been? It's kind of like in a lost planet when that guy falls asleep for like half his life. For like 40 years. Obviously, you haven't played that game. Never mind.
Sounds good.
Well, we thank Crunk again.
To the next part of the show.
Yeah. So we have some other tales from the foxhole that people sent in other than the voicemail. So we're going to go ahead and read some of those. We got a fairly good response of sending stuff in. We almost have as many submissions as we did last week, so that's really good. Keep up the work, guys. The first one we have here is from Uzumaki15, if someone wants to take that.
Oh, thank you.
KBC.
Oh, okay. No, let the brick go. Let the brick go.
Okay,
no. He wants to jump the gun like they did in World War II. You can do it again, whatever.
Ooh.
Okay.
Bring the war.
Wait, so I got this one?
Yeah, you can take it.
Hey, Potacular. Uzumaki here with another tale from the foxhole. This past weekend, me, Lil Kook, and Duststorm sat down and went for our annual achievement. After getting it for Duststorm's second account, we all went into matchmaking. Kook was party leader, and he chose Rocket Race. The party consisted of Kook, Duststorm, myself, and my friend who was playing as a guest at the time. So after a bashing from Kook the first game, my friend and I decided to get back at him. The next game, Rocket Race on Sandshaft, we were on the tail of Kook and his passenger on the other team. And his passenger on of the other team's rocket hits them and causes the VIP
to fall. I think of was supposed to be a comma instead of of.
Yeah. The VIP to fall off, whom my friend quickly assassinates, forcing Kook off the Mongoose. He then engages my friend in a beatdown match while I sneak up behind and smack him in the back. We then take their Mongoose and drive off. The best part was after the game when my friend took my mic and said, "Hey Kook, we made up a new game called Grand Theft Mongoose. The clip is on my file share called GTM, so check it out." Finally, shoutouts to Duststorm, Lil Kook, and of course my best friend, Trigger Happy Psych. Trigger.
It's Tiger.
It's Trigger.
Trigger Happy.
It's Tiger.
Psycho.
No, his gamer tag's Tiger.
Oh.
His username is Trigger Happy Psycho.
I'm just kidding.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Get the next one. I want to read this book so bad.
No, I read it. I want to. Okay. His next question is from the Flying Pig.
Oh, he wants to read it because it's short.
Nope.
Go ahead, Crypto.
I'm a new person here at Podtacular. but I don't know the rotation in which the episodes go, so please tell me, thanks. Keep on fragging humpback whales, trying to be... Oh my god, what is this spelling? Trying to be a yeti whale. I think that's supposed to say Nene hunts them down.
Yeah.
This is Nana. Oh.
Okay, we've been getting...
He spelled one thing right, and that was Podtac. That was it. Yeah, correct.
Okay, just a clarification. We've been getting quite a few questions of what the rotation is and what the next show is going to be.
Last week.
Yeah, we explained it last week, and we're still getting questions about it. So everyone, listen up right now. This is the rotation.
The show every week. Welcome to his show. He's the host. Whatever he wants to happen, happens. Deal with it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so here's the show rotation, the new show rotation that's going to be implemented. First that's in the lineup is multiplayer maps and tips, which is going to be the same thing as it was last time. We pick a multiplayer map and we do tips on it. The next one is custom and creations, where you can send in your custom maps or game types. Then the next show after that is Collins and Tales from the Foxhole. And then the fourth one in the rotation is the Around the Ring segment that is replacing the campaign show. So four...
Otherwise known as G-Lewis Happy Hour.
So those are the four shows that are in the rotation. Also, times we... record on Sunday, so all your tips should be in by Sunday morning to be guaranteed to be read on the show. Also, there's usually a post on the front page saying what show's coming up next. So we've said it here. We have it on the front page. We have it in the forum. So if you don't know by now, then that's your problem.
You're silly.
And if you guys really... just read over your posts before you send it. Read over. I mean, you know, it just takes a round. If you guys, I'm pretty sure you've all passed over the fifth grade by now, so reading probably not difficult. So if you guys just could just read over your posts and just make sure you understand what you're saying, because if you don't understand it, we probably won't either. So just thanks.
And use Firefox. It has a built-in spell checker.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is from...
I want this one.
Okay, take it, G. Lewis.
Here we go. From Asian Dude 1, he actually lives in Georgia near me, he told me. And he was kind of freaked out that I lived near him, I remember. I don't know when I met him. Hey, I haven't submitted anything in a while because of the podcast being down for a few months, but it's great it's back. I've got a tale from the Foxhole for you guys today. And I hope my uses of advanced vocabulary does not stunt Cryptoflix's enunciation or... I guess that's what he said. If he happens to be reading this. If he isn't, then curses. I guess he's got a request for you to read it. You want to read it, Crypto?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
He just requested it.
I'm going to say lol.
Okay. Well, since more than a year has transpired since Halo was released, I'm going to share a tale from the Foxhole from one of my rudimentary matches of Halo. I did not possess Halo 3 at the time, so I traveled down the street to my friend's house, my friend's living quarters, to engage in a game of social big team battle. The game type was Slayer, and the map was Sandtrap. Upon the commencing of... Okay, look, Assassin Dude.
Asian dude,
whatever. Using wrong verbs in the sentence does not mean you have advanced vocabulary skills.
Okay. He's using the words correctly.
Okay. Upon the commencing, and you smell that, of the conflict between the team with a crimson color and the team with a crucian color, I promptly obtained the mongoose and initiated a forward pressure with my thumb on the left joystick and plotted my course toward a banshee. I arrived at my destination without any my banshee to assist my team. I saw that one of the warthogs destroyed one of ours and was prepared for the battle scene, so I swooped in low, discharged a fuel rod, and demolished their warthog with the assistance of my plasma turret. The fully loaded warthog exploded and killed another nearby enemy for the overkill. I felt gleeful and proceeded onto a killing frenzy before a combination of the missile pod and warthog chain gun annihilated my banshee. That concludes my tale from the foxhole, and I wish from the bottom of my heart that you stumbled over many words of higher diction. Next time, I will proceed to write a submission in which most of the words begin with the letter S. But in all seriousness, good job if you read all that. Continue to cast explosives of fragmentation at with communication with bad grammar and diction. Shout out to Random Sun Chips, Unreal Chief, and any other Asians on the IRC or the forums.
I think it's a good thing Crypto didn't read that one.
Wait.
I can read it in my head. It's fine.
Yeah, it's in your head.
Just saying it out loud, it just doesn't work.
Wait, Unreal Chief's an Asian?
That's how he put it. I use a comma, then an and, one noob. I'm going to pick on him.
You can do that. You can do comma and
Harvard. An Oxford comma or a Harvard comma?
It's accepted English whether you put the comma before the and or not. It can go either way.
Well,
yeah. Grammar lesson for everyone.
It's called an Oxford comma. God. Wikipedia. Jesus.
This is not grammar school.
Yeah, dude, half the people can't even spell their own name.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take the next one. Stall Me Please writes in, "Hey guys, it's Stall Me Please. I have a tale from the hole of Fox. I was playing..." Yeah, so he actually writes a tale from the hole of Fox. I was playing Shoddy Snipers on Narrows. I picked up some plasma nades and threw them across the main bridge. After a few seconds later, I got a stick and a double kill. When I threw the plasma, it bounced off a wall and landed on the tip of a shotgun on the person's back. As soon as it did, someone else walked next to him. It blew up, and I was two kills richer. That made my tale. It's in my file to share as best stick ever. Keep on fragging Rams 1500s. See ya.
It's a truck.
What?
It's a truck.
That's
a form of truck.
I'm a truck registered man. Wow.
Get with your trucks, man. Jesus. Come on, dude. Learn some Dodge Hemis. Did you see the commercial?
He's not an American. I don't think he has Dodges over there.
Boo. Well, perhaps I'm incorrect then.
Yeah, Volvo trucks.
Volvo trucks.
You have BMW trucks?
No, we don't have them.
What about Aston Martin trucks?
We have Mercedes trucks, Volvo trucks.
Volvo?
Other trucks. Yes, Volvo. Jesus.
Okay, who wants to take the next one?
I think if we're going in order, it's KBC's turn. No, it's Dustrum's turn, right?
I just read one. We don't have We don't have to go KBC? In order.
So, I got this one. Hey, guys, this is Faux. I don't know how to say that. K-A-N-A-R-Y. Someone. Canary, okay.
Oh, canary.
Oh, canary, there we go. And I have a tale from the foxhole. I'm somewhat of a new listener, Xbox Liver, and on top of all that, this is my first submission, so I hope it's good. Good job, finally sending one in. About a month ago, I was playing Lone Wolves on the pit. It was a Slayer match, and I was opening it up. I had a shotgun and two sticky grenades, and was headed for the sword. I figured a guy was camping at the sword spot, and I threw a sticky through the tiny opening at the top of the wall, and it landed on the camper on the other side. The cool thing about this was that I did not think I would stick anyone. I just thought I might bring down his shields. I ended up winning the game with six kills, and it was sweet. I have a video of the stick on my file share. It's called Sweet Stick. My gamer tag is FOECANARY. I guess it's Faux Canary. Hope that was all right. KANARY. Keep on kicking Buddha to
Badonk, Badonka Donk.
Keep on kicking that Badonka Donk, that donkey.
Okay.
I'll take this one.
Right.
I'll just take it. It's okay. This one's from Gunny13. Hey, Partacular, Giddy Forest 118 here. Here's Martel from the Foxhole. Okay, my friend and I was playing Shotty Snipers on Valhalla, and we was getting totally destroyed by the other team. We were both on the ledge behind the base at the back of the canyon sniping. We were looking at the crash pelican towards, because we had seen some shots coming from over there. So a guy from the other team ran out from the cover, and my friend went to kill him. When he got up and jumped in front of the shot, I shot him, and it would have hit me in the head, but his body landed, another shot hit one of the nades, and exploded the other ones, which in turn killed me into the explosion. This is still one sentence, wow. It was insane double kill ever. He ends it with an exclamation mark, cool. Shout out to G. Lewis, most of all.
Whoop, G. Lewis, you got a shout out.
What up? Don't even matter. Shout out to me, it doesn't even matter. Oh, he didn't give one to him. You're just picking up.
Why? I didn't even get
he doesn't
one.
Say wow. That. He just doesn't even say that.
Dustom, Crunk, and the rest of the crew. That's me, Crypto.
Yeah, Crypto. She wrote and Crypto right there. See, I see it. It's right after most of all.
Yeah.
You both fragged through a grunt falling against armor to the Pontag store being driven by a grunt in the I'm a Gay Marine booty short. Full stop.
Booty shorts. Yeah, it's peanut butter jelly time. Anyway.
Okay, KBC, you want to take the next one?
Peanut butter jelly time.
What?
All right, Deathstorm, I think you're getting the next one.
Okay. Aaron 62 says, "How's it going, guys over at Podtacular? I have a tale from the foxhole
for y'all. It's going quite well. You know, we're actually recording a show right now. Deathstorm is talking. I'm interrupting, and we're having a great time. Thank you for submitting your reply."
Thank you.
Oh, you're talking. I forgot. My bad. Keep going. Sorry.
Thank you. So, what was that?
You strangling a cat? What the heck was that? Jeez.
Sorry.
All I hear was like this high pitched scream. It's like
it was me.
Ear, it's like deafening it noise.
Wow. We should do that every episode. Whoa.
Okay, now I know that's Crypto.
Are you from Alien or something from the movie? Is this what it sounds like?
It's my pet Velociraptor. It's fine.
Hey, I told you to get rid of that Velociraptor a long time ago, didn't I?
Yeah.
And you still haven't gotten rid of it?
Man, who are you going to give a Velociraptor to? Seriously. I don't think the pet store takes those things.
I've put it on eBay, but they won't let me.
Yeah.
eBay! Petco probably didn't take
it. He put it into a submission saying it was a llama, and then somebody bought it. It didn't work out very well when it got there. They were kind of
selling
mad.
A pet with three T-Rex.
Well, Petco probably didn't take them either because they're too big. They can't fit in their inventory.
But anyway, Podtaker's been great. Let's get on with the submission. Okay.
So I was playing Slayer on Narrows when I saw two people come over, one being a noob guest and the other guy just goofing off or something. Well, I was about to shoot one with the plasma pistol when I quickly realized that I had a sniper rifle. I quickly shot the plasma pistol shot before I could change and landed on the first guy. He turned around and I quickly shot him in the face. However, somehow the other guy walked into my sniper bullet and managed to die along with him.
Nice.
As I was reloading, I saw a third person on my radar. He began to get closer to me, shooting at me with his needler. And out of the whole clip, about two shots landed on me. No-scoped him for my triple kill without even needing the melee. I was about to get a fourth one that I thought I could get an overkill extern. However, he decided to run underneath, and I was unable to kill him. Thank you for reading my submission, and keep on fragging one-legged purple-bellied squirrels that weird green alpaca fur on their anus armor while fragging the midget-hater Fumo Jive.
He's not short. I've met him. I've seen him in RL. I've seen him in the RL. He's not short.
IRL?
Yes, I've seen him in RL.
IRL.
But that sounds fun. I mean, I don't know why somebody's running up on you with a needler. That's the only thing I don't understand is why would somebody run at you with a needler?
I thought it was Team Bubble Bath.
Did you say it was on Narrows somehow? No.
It sounded
Like Narrows, I think.
Yeah, I was playing Slayer on Narrows. Where does the Kneeler? Oh, next to the
Main Cannon.
I was trying to remember what happened to the spot. Okay. That's cool. Nice triple kill. I like that.
I'll take this next one.
Go for it.
Ninja Man 59. Hello, everybody. Once again, it's the ninja with a plan, Ninja Man.
Oh, man, you should copyright that one. You should copyright that.
This time, my foxhole tale is about my last achievement before title update 2. I just say the setting first.
He just wants to explain the setting first. I understand this. How don't you understand this? Come on, KB.
So G. Lewis like writes, Lone Wolves epitaph swords. I was trying to get my overkill. By the way, interesting things happen on Epitaph, even though I don't like it. But anyway, the game starts. I rush to the middle, get a double kill, look around and see no one. Sad face. Anyway. colon, close bracket. Anyway.
Actually, it's a parenthesis.
It's a parenthesis, yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
Sad face. Wah.
Anyway, I get hit by a grenade and see a guy swing. And kill him instantly. I have no shields and I panic. I kill another guy.
Swords! What do you need shields for?
I kill another guy and see a guy just standing there, so I run towards him and kill him. Triple kill. I turn around, grab overshield, guy comes around the corner, I slice. Then time slowed down, and I hear a voice booming out of my speakers. Overkill.
Kill.
Normally, I would have just quit out and gone on with my day, but this was different. I went through the rest of the match owning in 125 to, like, 15. Just the achievement,
it's on the file share. This gamer tag is iNinjaMan57i. Come on, man. Jeez.
59.
okay, so we get two separate videos.
59.
Right.
All
right.
Two videos. Sorry about the longness of this. I'll try to make it shorter next time. This is Ninja with a Plan signing out. Keep on fragging trucks just like Fumo Drive and JVD. JVB
he put
did.
Sigh. Like,
signing out.
Yeah, sighing out.
Okay, Ninja. Okay, I know you're listening. This is your part. Do me and KBC a big favor. Just read the post before you send it.
Your length is fine. The wording is somewhat unmanageable.
Yeah.
I can barely read it.
Well, at least he sighed out at the end, you know?
Yeah, that's something we haven't encountered yet here at Potacular. So I guess we should feel blessed for being sighed out.
Okay. Anyway, next submission here, we got it from Lone Soldier 332. And he is another tale from the foxhole. So me and my friend were playing on a level called the Ark. I don't know if you guys have heard of that or anything. And we just got past the part with the scarab. And we just climbed the chat tower. We entered the room with the sleeping grunts, and I took point. Slowly, I was assassinating the grunts, and I came to a brute. I was about to kill it, but I noticed it was moving around funny. I stopped to watch it, and found myself laughing my arse off. It turns out the brute was zipping up its armor after peeing. I then killed it with a big smile on my face. We took a picture of it, and it's on my file share called "He Got a Pee" with a question mark. Anyways, I'd like to give a shout out to Cryptoflix, Dustnorm, and G. Lewis, but most of all G. Lewis, because I forgot to give him one of my last submission. One to use zombies because he cannot afford new ones. He keeps on encouraging me to make new maps. Keep it going, guys. You are all awesome. Keep on fragging trucks. Peace out in League Speak.
Okay, we have time for one more before we wrap it up, guys. So, Who wants to take the last one?
Pick a good one.
I'll take it. Okay.
You go pick a good one.
You don't have to go in order, so you can pick whichever one you want.
Let me look.
We got
in other news, Halo Recon has been announced and it's coming out pretty soon next year, actually. That's not pretty soon at all. But
next
you guys haven't seen it, check it out on the marketplace and watch.
We talked about it last week when you weren't here, G. Lewis. So
I'm trying to stall time for you to pick submission. Have you picked one yet?
Yeah. Let's do the next one.
Okay.
Flammable Dude says, hi there, it's Flammable Dude here sending in to tell you guys about Sweet Tale from the Foxhole. It was Brawl Mosh Pit on Ghost Town. I was in the window where the sniper spawns, and I had the assault rifle.
Not the special AR.
I saw a couple of guys run into the pipe that has the counter in it, and I threw a grenade. Double kill.
Woohoo!
I looked left, and there was another guy running towards me. I easily took him down with the assault rifle. Triple kill. The hill was under the scaffolding by the sniper. I threw a frag in there and got an overkill. I run into the hill and smack the guy. Was weakened by my frag. Kill-tacular. I start to take bullets, so I whip around and smack the other guy. Kill Trusty. I had no shield, so I was easily taken out after that. But it was my first legit ranked Kill Trusty, so I was happy. The film's in my file show, slot 8. That's all for today. Keep on fragging trucks. Well, fragging the people who come up with the ridiculously long keep on fragging truck address. Good shout. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. I like that.
The long, yes. Yeah, we've had some pretty interesting outros for keep on fragging stuff for the past couple weeks.
It's an emo.
Yeah, we're having fun with Skype emo.
Yes, we are. He's emo, so you guys know.
Okay. Well, we had a few more submissions, but we don't have time to do them today. So we appreciate everyone sending stuff in. So we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up really quick. Send in your comments, et cetera, to podtackler@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtackler.com, on podtackler.com, for an invitation.
podtackler.com.
For an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-88-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Just like
you heard today.
Yes.
Be sure to check us out at podtackler.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with some cool people. Except for me, because my Xbox red ringed, but whatever.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's going on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB Show Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com. So, KBC, we appreciate you guys being here. Shout out to Captain Crunk for doing the voicemails. So, until next time, I'm Deathstorm.
I am Jesus. You do this.
I'm ABC.
KB Sizzle.
KB Sizzle.
He's on the show from Rizzle.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you next time.
There's only one thing left to say.
Do I just, start it?
Yeah, just read it.
Podtacular episode 166, call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole for the week of October.
Oh, come on. Weak sauce. Weak sauce.
Oh, shit. Podtacular episode 166. Collins and oh my god.
What you read? Seriously. Honestly, bro.
I can't read.
All you have to say is Podtacular episode 166, KBC, kill yourself, and just turn off your mic.
Oh. Podtacular episode 166. Collins and
Taylor. Hang on. Do it when no one else is speaking. Because you guys were talking when you started. There has to be silence.
Okay, redo. Podtacular episode 166. Collins and Tales from the Foxhole for the week of October. Last time. Podtacular episode 166. Collins and Tales from the Foxhole for the week of October 19th, 2008.
Hang on, G-Lewis just dropped.
G-Lewis dropped.
Oh my god.
Fail.
And the recording does record the Skype sound, so we'll have to do that again. Unfortunately.
Spectacular.
Lewis, what the heck? I wonder if he's having network issues again. Lewis! Hey!
Okay.
There he is.
I'll try to turn my audio when I actually hit the turn off wireless cord button. Anyway,
oh, I did that too.
Smooth.
The side of the computer. I don't know why I was reaching for the turn up volume when I turned off the wireless cord.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.